Indeed, let us get to work here. Hello, and welcome to Article 5 Live here. Oh, be quiet. Sunday night. It is March 7th, 2021. And I'm JD, your host of Article 5 Live, coming to you from the radio bunker somewhere in the formerly great state of Arizona. Thanks for joining us tonight. Well, I want to start out with talking about the new discoveries by the long-awaited investigation in the Arizona State Senate of election difficulties here in the state. And we have already ran into all what was quoted as bags of shredded ballots. Well, now, no great surprise there, right, you guys? You know, anybody that thinks that this was a free and fair election is either lying to themselves, mentally ill, or but certainly anything but sane. But yet you say what I just said, and that's, you know, that makes me a domestic terrorist, right? This is the world we live in. You know, I was shocked back in the, I think, mid O's, probably 05 or so, when, you know, the leftists came after Mark Twain's works, Huckleberry Finn, Tom Sawyer, and had these books removed from school libraries and public libraries where you're not allowed to read the classic works. You know, the Times, the, because of, you know, some of the terms in those books, I guess, was their excuse. And the thing of it is, you know, literature is period you know, should be read in the context of the period in which it was written. What the cultural norms and acceptance. Besides, the point made in those books is the same point that, you know, other people have been trying to make since the, you know, founding of the Republican Party. And so, but they have to, you know, the leftists have to protect us from evil writings like Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn, because after all, we're not smart enough to have any discernment and figure out what they were talking about and what context and whether or not we should, you know, those stories should be heard or not, you know. So now, you know, probably many of you have probably forgotten that they banned Samuel Clemens' works from our education system and our public libraries. I don't know, maybe you didn't forget. It's not been top of mind with all the other existential threats to our livelihoods, our countries, our lives. You know, it covers it all. Redundancy there. But so now they go after Dr. Seuss. And the twisted mental illness required to be able to justify such a ridiculous book burning. You know, the last regime to conduct book burnings was the German Nazis prior to and during the Second World War. Now, I am not comparing American leftists of today to the Nazis of that era for two primary reasons. The first one being the Nazis learned much of their eugenics and experimentalism on human beings and things like along these lines, that the Nuremberg codes dealt with afterwards. They learned many of these things or were encouraged by American organizations and people. Margaret Sanger, Henry Ford, Joseph Watson, Bill Gates Sr. The Nazis kind of copied American people in those regards back then. A lot of people don't know that fascism was very popular in the United States between, you know, the early 20th century up until about, you know, the late 1930s, when it became evident where that was going and what they were doing. And, you know, so that's one reason I'm not comparing modern leftists with the Nazis, because the Nazis learned from them. And the other reason is, you know, period context requires that we look and we not make such comparisons. I would add that the A-man, you know, Adolf himself, would blush at what is going on in the world today with medical tyranny. Not unlike the leftists of Central and South America, Cuba, were jealous of Barack Obama's ability to do what he did during his presidency. If Adolf was alive, and a lot of people say he is, I don't buy that, but if he was alive to witness what's going on now through the WHO, the WTO, the World Bank, and all the rest of the multinational corporations who are dictating to governments what is going to be happening and what is not going to be happening, and how they are doing mass experimentation on humankind, disguised as something that's supposed to help you not get, you know, catch the whatever's floating around that they let go. They create the problem. They already have the solution for the problem they're going to unleash on you. Okay. And then the solution is far, far more dangerous, exponentially more dangerous than the problem they gave you that you're wanting to have your solution for. And I think you know what I'm speaking about. So we're supposed to sit back, shut up, not say anything, have our businesses taken from us, have our schools closed down, put a disgusting face diaper on that spreads disease and makes you far more ill than if you would just leave that off. Take a swab up the butt. Take a test. And ultimately take an experimental biological agent into your system that gives your cells a recipe to create a spike protein to stimulate your immune system to attack that spike protein. Sounds, you know, somewhat logical, you know, except for the fact that if you delve into all the medical literature that is available publicly describing what has happened for the 20 years they've been trying to perfect this, it doesn't work out so good for all the animals they tested on there. You know, they either get very, very sick or die from the stuff they're putting in everybody right now. But yet, you can't talk about that because you'll be cut. You'll have your distribution either restricted or you completely get taken off all your social media accounts. I don't have any idea how long this broadcast is going to be allowed to stand because of the things that I say. I try to be vague enough that I avoid the AI that screens such things, but you know, all it's going to take is, you know, one pasty face, beta male in his mother's in his underwear in his mother's basement, screening, you know, presentations such as this to find us live, and that'll be it. Trust me. I hope that doesn't happen because this is my only outlet for the stuff I want to go over with you so far. So back to Arizona just for a minute. They found What they said they found is bags of shredded ballots. Does anyone doubt that? Did anyone doubt that before the investigation? The stuff that's going on is meant to take away your vote. They already did in the last election. Everybody knows that. What is it? Proposition 1 or whatever it is in the Congress are doing. They're trying to circumvent the Constitution and make everything they just did to fraudulently affect the counting of votes in the last election. They're trying to codify that into U.S. law. Even though Article 2, Section 2 of the United States Constitution specifically gives state legislatures plenary power regarding election law. So you're thinking maybe like me would, you know, in the past I would have thought, well, you know, they can pass that law all they want. It'll never get through the Supreme Court because it's blatantly unconstitutional. Well, I don't know about you, but I no longer trust the Supreme Court to protect our Constitution. They failed us in the worst way last year, and they won't hear any cases. No matter, you can bring in the 18-wheeler loads of evidence to present to the court, and they say, no, we don't want to touch that, man. That's a hot potato. Our puppet masters wouldn't like it if we hear anything that might, upset the system. This is where we are, clown world. The episode Rod Serling couldn't even imagine. Here we are. Yeah, House Resolution 1. Thank you, Mr. Producer. H.R. 1. Oh, my position is flawed. You don't even know what my position is, Dino Tom 17. Let me tell you why. I've been on the air telling everybody that listen what the hell your side was going to do before they did it. So before you open your fat trap and you don't know what the hell you're talking about, idiot, you might want to listen for a few years first. Moron, are you capable of listening to anybody from the other side? Probably not. That's why you think your position is flawed. Yeah, I didn't even take a position. I'm just telling you the facts of what happened. Here's my position. You guys suck, and you don't deserve to be running the United States of America, the greatest country God ever allowed man to establish, okay? All right, so we always get the trollers from Twitter. So I should ask myself, why the hell do I even bother putting this broadcast on Twitter? I'll tell you why. Because every once in a while, you might have somebody on the left that I'll say something that'll tick them off, they'll make a comment, and they might just think, oh my God, you know what? He's right. I never have actually listened to the other side. I've only been in my own echo chamber, so I have no idea what the truth is. Because, you know, not everybody that is on the left is a total retard. They're usually political retards. And that's because they've been fed echo chamber leftist propaganda all their lives, and they do not have the capability of listening to the other side of the story. They don't even have the ability to do it. So in that regard, I feel very sorry for these people, because as we went over before, we on the right have listened to the left and the right. Then we decided who was telling us the truth. The left listens to the left. And then if anybody else says anything other than what they've heard from the left, they're automatically wrong and liars and all that BS. That's how that works. So you guys, most of you guys out there that has been listening to me for years know these things. I'm trying to calm down because what is at stake is mankind itself, because that is the goal. These people that run the world are trying to kill us. I know that sounds crazy. And the mistake I and many other people have made for decades is we project our own decency on these people. Example, well, what could be their possible motivation for wanting to, you know, do harm to us? Well, we didn't do anything to them. That's how most of us think. That's like saying, I've come to find out, that's like taking your serial killer and say, well, why would anybody just randomly kill people for no reason? That doesn't make any sense. That's right, it doesn't make any sense. But it does to them because they're psychopaths. And the people running this earth are also psychopaths. I'm going to play you a video in a little bit. And if you don't see what I just said, come out of this video, you will see it. But anyway, the point is, it's too easy for decent people to project their own kindness onto those. They want to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, in other words. You know, well, these professionals and these medical doctors like Dr. Fauci, they haven't given me any reason to believe they would lie to the American public. Are you kidding me? I know, but most people that don't live, breathe, public affairs and news and these kinds of things, you know, they get one level of knowledge, and they believe that they believe that it's possible for these people to be having such dastardly plans for us. Anybody ever read the Georgia Guidestones? The key thing on the Georgia Guidestones and the very people that I'm telling you about who wrote what's on the Georgia Guidestones, the one that you ought to really pay the most attention to is the one that says maintain Earth's population at 500 million. Well, by last count, you know, there's somewhere around 7.5 billion people on planet Earth. So that statement indicates they want to eliminate 7 billion of us. Because after all, human beings are a cancer on Earth. Right? This is how these people think. That's why they pollute our food, our water. They put things in our atmosphere. Bill Gates funding the program to put reflective material in the atmosphere. The theory being, well, if we reflect some of the sun away, it'll cool the earth. Okay, first of all, thank God for the Industrial Revolution, because our carbon dioxide levels prior to the Industrial Revolution were getting dangerously low in our atmosphere. Scientists will tell you the optimum is 400 parts per million. We were down, you know, low 200s parts per million. That's terrible. You know, you can't support that much life on this planet with the that low level of carbon dioxide. So the Industrial Revolution boosted up a little bit. We're somewhere around 250 now. 250, 270 in there, parts per million. If it were 400, there would be no such thing as a hungry tummy on planet Earth, because there'd be food everywhere. But these guys that say, I'm not a smart man, think it's smart to kill people. That's what they want to do. Now, I guess that doesn't make them stupid, but it doesn't make them somebody I'm going to listen to, because, you know, I kind of like to survive, and I'd like you to also. Now, I try to say a lot in a few sentences, and sometimes that makes me sound like I'm making outrageous statements, because I don't have time to go over every detail for the people that are just starting to come online to maybe there's a little grain of logic somewhere left in the polluted mind. And those of you that can't see the aggregated chat, I've got this. We've got a troll who says, oh, let's see. They didn't fail. You're wrong. Your position is flawed. By the way, the flag on your shirt is disrespectful to my flag. Yeah, it probably is. It's a sickle and the hammers on yours, buddy, right? Angry Santa's calling me. All right. Thank you for that one. That's a compliment. Thanks for admitting where your flawed logic comes from. Oh, okay. And then this idiot says, I hope you're in a better mood come Christmas time. Oh, that's intelligent. Okay. So much us and them in your fallacy. You're not a smart man. Your cartoonish logic is so boring. I got a suggestion for you. If you're bored, sir, you know, change the channel. Moron. Anyway, what we're going to do, I usually don't, you know, play with the trolls as much as I am tonight, but I'm disgusted with the stupidity of people who want Camel Toe Harris as their president. Actually, what's funny about that, let's go into that for just a minute, because before the election, Ms. Harris could not garner 1% support from her own party, and therefore had to drop out before the first primary. So here we are now in a situation, you idiot Democrats, where you put your straw man up there, the criminal, decades-long criminal, a-hole, pedophile, child-molesting, senile, douchebag, never been very smart, this guy, okay? So you put him up, and then you have your machine systematically destroy the United States election system. Of course, that's been in the work for a long time. We'll go into that, too. But you put that on steroids, let's just say. You had to. You had to shut vote counting down, do the dump, get the spike, so that you could do the dirty deed with all your fake mail and ballots. But anyway, so you install this duo in there. He picks the least popular Democrat as his running mate. So now, you install this dynamic duo there in the White House, and they can't even let this guy do a public appearance I'll take questions now if you want me to there, Nancy. And then they shut the feed right there. He gets 200-300 views every time he goes on YouTube, don't you know? This is the president of the United States, supposedly, right? Chairman Biden. He gets 200-300 freaking 100 views as the president of the United States. And then he says, I'll take questions. They cut the feed right there because they can't have, you know, old Joe Blow out there freewheeling. That just will not go. That does not go. Let me tell you what. Okay. So now they're going to remove his ass within the next, I wouldn't say he's got any more than 90 days left before his own self-fulfilling prophecy comes through. As your call, Chairman Biden said before he was elected, oh, you don't have to vote for me because I'm going to win. So he already knew that because he knew what was going on, at least on that level. But he says, and if I disagree with the vice president, I'll just get some disease and go away. I mean, he said that. And that's because he already knows. He's got enough common sense to know that he doesn't know what's going on about him. He has to ask. He says, this is a quote. I wake up in the morning and look at Jill and where the hell are we? This is what the idiot Democrats want you to believe. They want this president. And the rank and file Democrats believe it because they're political morons. But a lot of those people have voter remorse. That's the big story that doesn't get told. Because now, not only have they found out what a failure Chairman Biden is, but they're going to remove his ass and put in President Cameltoe, the person that couldn't even get 1% support from her own party. Brilliant, Democrats. Way to stick together. Fucking morons. Even you people didn't even want that. So you don't even know who's controlling your party. Yet our troll says, my cartoonish logic is so boring. Okay. I don't think I've ever been as prescient. Look that one up, Dino Tom. Let's go to a video, shall we? Now, cross your fingers, Miss Producer, so that my video don't go away. But I tried to get it. This one's probably going to get the channel taken down. So watch it with me anyway, will you? I hope it doesn't. Let's see what happens, though. Because I really would like to show this to you guys that haven't seen it. And then we have another one that's really cool, too. Let's go with this one first, though.
I mean, this is a well-designed killing tool. Language is important. And everything that we say gets totally scrubbed and scrutinized these days. So I think to say it accurately is important. The messenger RNA that gets injected in with this shot co-opts a little piece of machinery in your body called the ribosomes. The ribosomes read the recipe, and as it reads the recipe, it makes this protein called the spike protein. That spike protein is supposed to be the same protein that's on the surface of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, and is supposed to be at least similar to the spike proteins on the circulating coronaviruses that have been out there for more than 60 years. And so this spike protein, what it does on the surface of the virus is it acts like a key and binds to something called an ACE receptor on the surface of your cells. When that virus takes its key and binds to this to the ACE receptor, it opens the door and allows the virus to go in and start to replicate. So what they're trying to do is to develop an antibody to that spike protein to block the key from getting into the lock so it can't get inside the cell and start to replicate. because the antibody is not made to the entire virus. It's made to a small little piece called a spike protein. So it doesn't behave as the same way an antibody does that is to maybe measles or chickenpox or shingles or mumps or something like that. So the problem is, Alex, is that we are injecting mRNA that has a recipe in it to build a protein to make an antibody against the protein that is supposed to keep us healthy and keep us from getting sick. Yes. We have no idea how long the protein's going to last. We have no idea how long the antibody's going to be around. We have no idea how long the antibody's going to last. We don't know how long they're going to continue to, the B cells are going to be active. We have no idea because we have no long-term studies. And every single one of those steps makes you susceptible to illness for the entire population for an unknown period, maybe the rest of your life, that you may be susceptible to autoimmune disease, shock, allergies, and death from something that is supposed to keep you from getting sick.
All right. So let's see here if I'm back. Okay, I'm still here. This is good. All right, so what Dr. Tenpenny is saying there, well, you heard what she was saying. You don't mean to tell you, but she went on to say, does that thing goes on for 45 minutes? And that woman has been studying thousands and thousands and thousands of reports on this medical literature for 20 plus years. She is one of the world's, you know, foremost experts on the effects of vaccine on the human immune system. Okay, so this is not just some random person. This is somebody who's dedicated the better part of her career to studying the hell out of this day in, day out, you know, 24/7, 365. That's all she does. So anyway, the one thing that one of the ways in which this thing inhibits your immune system or kind of ruins your immune system is the way what happens in the system is when we get an infection, our immune system starts a cytokine storm. But there's two kinds of cytokines. There's type A and type B, I think they call it. Type 1 or type 2, something like that. Well, type A is a hellraiser. Goes in there and inflames everything and makes everything, produces all kinds of phlegm and stuff and just makes you miserable. It's what makes you sick, actually, is your own immune system because it's trying to expel the intruder. And that's how it does it. Type 2 comes in and does mop-up. It shuts off type 1 and then comes in and does a mop up around. Well, see what this, what she was talking about, it kills the type two. So you get the storm part, but you don't get the one that comes in and shuts it down after it's all done. So you're in deep danger of getting really violently ill from something that might not have even bothered you before. And that's only one of the 10 ways she's uncovered so far where this thing is going to adversely affect your future ability to fight off any kind of disease, let alone the, the one I can't say. So, if you think that they're on the up and up, when they produce the solution first, then they create the problem and then introduce the solution that can't pass animal trials. And the FDA has not approved any of this stuff, by the way. It's only approved for emergency use, not actually approved. It's a big difference. And the news media lies to everyone and doesn't do any kind of distinction between emergency approval by the FDA and what an actual FDA approval is. Let's listen to this too. If you don't like my source, maybe you like old Joe Rogan. A lot of you people probably worship this guy, the that are not friends are fans of this program. Let's check this out real quick. Let me put this in there real quick if I can. Video file. What? Oh, not that. No, 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 no. Sorry. All right. So let me go with this one. Watch the language around the little ones on this one, you guys.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
How much heat have you gotten for being friends with him and having him on the show?
A lot, but I don't pay attention.
Okay. Yeah.
I can justify it. Look, I mean, I won't justify the things that he's gotten wrong, and I don't think he will either. But I'll tell you, that fucking guy is right about a lot of shit. And when he was on this podcast and he talked about how 80% of the people that took the Moderna vaccine had significant side effects, particularly after the second dose, people were like, no fucking way. So we played Bill Gates, and I put it on my, because people were saying, you had an anti-vaxxer on your podcast. I played the Bill Gates clip where Bill Gates is being interviewed by CBS, and he says it himself.
After the second dose, at least 80% of participants experienced a systemic side effect, ranging from severe chills to fevers. So are these vaccines safe?
The FDA, not being pressured, will look hard at that.
But the data showed that everybody with a high dose had a side effect.
Yeah, but some of that is not dramatic where, you know, it's just, you know, super painful. But yes, there, we need to make sure there's not severe side effects. The FDA, I think we'll do a good job of that, despite the pressure.
Just like the nurse was telling us earlier today, yep. When we got tested, she experienced chills.
And she said all her friends did too.
Yep, all her friends did. So this is something that Alex was saying and people were denying it. Also, Alex was talking about how children in Sudan were involuntarily given these polio vaccines, and a lot of them got polio from the vaccine. We were like, what? So then he shows us there's a fucking AP news report. An article from AP, Associated Press, that shows this poor little terrified child, and they're squeezing his mouth open. They dropped this oral vaccine in his mouth, and it talked about how many of these kids got polio from this vaccine. These are things that Alex says that you're not hearing people talk about this. This is not something that's mainstream discussed, and it doesn't mean that vaccines are bad, but this is a fact.
Every listener has to spread this link right now or I'm going to die.
Well, YouTube.
For so long, a large portion of our audience thought that we were engaged in fear porn. They thought we were exaggerating. That's not happening now. People realize that we were telling you the truth about what was going on. Now, the majority of our audience were veterans and firefighters and police and business
people. Yeah, bad people, right, Twitter guy?
They had seen talking about for themselves, so they knew we weren't lying. But to a lot of folks, especially young people that thought this was extreme or made up, now you realize it's not a joke. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a joke. And now that everything we've talked about is coming true, InfoWars is more important than ever. We're doing more good in a month staying on air than we used to do in 10 years. This is our time. The New World Order is out in the open, and we're going to end up beating them in the end. But I want to keep InfoWars in the mission and in the attack for truth and justice as long as possible. So please spread the word about the broadcast, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got free shipping right now for only one more week, and who knows how long we'll be here. Just please take action now.
All right. Well, I thought I'd continue to play that because he's so right that, you know, I couldn't begin to watch Alex Jones. I just couldn't take the delivery system. For the first, 22 years or so, he's been on the air. And then when I found out somewhere in late 2015, that he was supporting Donald Trump, I thought, you got to be kidding me. He wouldn't support Donald Trump, would he? And I started listening to him, and I don't mean he gets everything right, and he doesn't. Rogan's right about that. Alex is about an 80-20 guy. About 8 out of 10 things he's talking about, he's right on the frickin' money. And you know what's different about Alex is when he's wrong, he comes on his program and says, you know what? We got that wrong. When's the last time you heard corporate legacy, globalist media? When's the last time you heard them admit when they got something wrong, which is almost every time they open their frickin' mouth? What's up, Mo? Glad you're there, brother. Listen to your podcast all the time, man. I got trolls tonight, so it's good to see you. Anyhow, we're probably going to get taken down because they put those videos up there. Or at least I'm going to jail or whatever. I don't give a crap. You know, it's funny. I couldn't stand listening to Alex Jones. You couldn't have paid me enough money to listen to him. Until I realized that, you know, he made a movie about what they're doing to us right now with the medical tyranny 13 years ago and predicted every bit of it every step of the way. That doesn't make him a magic man or a prophet. What that does is he read their plans that they published and tried to warn us about it. And we said he was nuts. Yet here we are, and we've lost everything. And the great reset is upon us, and they're going to take every damn thing from the entire middle class, and then they'll dole out what they believe you need. That's the world we're facing, not to mention the social aspect of Aldous Huxley, Brave New World, and the worst parts of that combined with the worst parts of Orwell's 1984. We're in that right now. It's not that's coming, like we all used to say. We are living that, and we have people, we have idiots that are still convinced that the left has our best interests at heart. What are you going to do with that? I'll tell you what you're going to do with that. You're going to lose your freaking country. Because these are the morons that are in power right now. They are so fixated on control every single thing. That's why they have to limit your speech. It's not because they might not even disagree with us a lot of the time, but the obsession of having to control every aspect of society, this is what the leftists is. They are control freaks. They cannot allow any kind of dissent or competing ideas. And one of the main reasons they can't have a competing idea is because when logic and history, evidence from history and logic is applied to their methods, the result is, we're on the wrong road. We better switch course. And they can't have people thinking that. So they have to limit speech. They have to reinvent history. They have to ban Dr. Seuss, one of their own, by the way. Banning Dr. Seuss is the kind of things these people are into. So it's actually kind of amazing that at least for right now, I'm still on this multicast. Actually, I hope to be back on the radio, you know, hopefully that, you know, things will deteriorate to the point where they can't continue to attack folks like us and Maurice Delk. Don't forget to check out his great YouTube channel. You know, because, you know, I'm not an internet guy. I'm an idiot when it comes to self-promotion in this realm. You know, I started yakking on the radio, and that's why I talk in quick sound bites with limited amounts of explanation of what it is I have to say. It sounds like I'm trying to be sensationalist, and that's not really the case. I'm just used to not having enough time to explain the statements. I have to grab people's attention that are driving down the street in their car. And so I have to say things in a condensed manner, and I still do that. So I'll take a lot of complex concepts and put them in two or three sentences, and it really freaks out the lefties. The trolls particularly can't understand what the hell I'm talking about. Thankfully, I have a dedicated audience been listening to me for years that knows exactly what I'm talking about, and most and will call me out. By the way, my audience will call me out if they think I'm wrong. And that goes both ways. So that's the difference between the right and the left, you trolls, you, is we check each other. We don't hang together. Well, let's not use that terminology. We don't stick together even if we're wrong. We call each other out when we're wrong. Now, that might be dangerous in a world where a media does not tell the truth, but it shouldn't be, because we all ought to on this planet, no matter what our ideology is, ought to be able to keep each other honest. We tried to do that on the right. We get somebody that says something we don't like just like we don't condone tearing up the Capitol. No. In fact, the Trump supporters tried to stop all the Jean provocateurs who were doing damage to the Capitol, but the media has the left's back, so that's not the narrative. You see, that's how that works. The problem is, and we're not going to sit there and defend property damage and vigilantism and all that kind of stuff, or, you know, the idea that you go in there and tear stuff up and burn it all down like, it, you know, the leftist groups do. No, that's not what the right's about. The reason that people went to the Capitol on the 6th, we're all standing there on the grass singing God Bless America and passing a big flag around, trying to give the Republicans the backbone, the support to do what is right. But the left was smarter than us, and they hired Jean provocateurs to go in there and do destruction, which, of course, got blamed on Trump supporters. It's actually quite brilliant and evil and diabolical. But back to the point, we check each other. We argue with each other. We don't stand together on every single issue about everything. And because of the crooked-ass media who lies every time they open their mouth, they seize on any type. See, there's division in the Republican Party. You know, where the real division is in the Democrat Party. Because the leadership of the Democrat Party is completely, completely un-American, completely criminal. And there are Democrats that don't like that. Even our own Senator Kyrsten Sinema here in Arizona. She says, no, you're not putting the minimum wage in with the coronavirus relief. It doesn't belong there. Now, 99 out of 100 times, I'm going to say Kyrsten Sinema is a freaking communist. And I can't stand her. But she at least tries to be somewhat honest about who she is. I mean, she actually does support the troops sometimes. I mean, she's not anti, you know, she gets crap from her own party for not supporting, you know, for not being, you know, right in there with all the rest of them all the time. But that doesn't mean I support her. It means that she's a person I could have an actual conversation with on the left, Kyrsten Sinema. And we could probably agree on, you know, a lot of things and make progress. That's what the idea of the stupid two-party system is supposed to be. You're not supposed to be, all right, complete partisan, you know, gridlock. Although the machinery of the United States government is meant to move very slow, and that's why unified government with communists in charge is terrifying indeed. And, you know, I think we're giving them too much credit to call them communists because, first of all, most of these people in our government are not educated enough in poli-sci to even know they're communists. So therein lies the problem right there. Look, you got another moron. Sorry, Mike T. on YouTube with a comment. Trump is a loser. See that, everybody? Okay, I want to know, when was I talking about Trump? You know, I'm not sitting here. I was talking about how the election was stolen. Maybe that's what he means. Let me just say something, Mike T, real quick. You may or may not realize having an election stolen and losing an election are actually two different things. And Donald J. Trump was elected president of the United States twice. Instead, we have Chairman Biden about to be removed and replaced with President Camel Toe. And by the way, President Camel Toe gets to pick her vice president. That ought to terrify the crap out of every single red-blooded American. You Democrats couldn't even stand Kamala Harris. Not only is she going to be your president, she gets to pick her VP. And then she might step down and make that person president. That's not out of the realm of possibilities here. To get back to where I was going with that stuff, the right checks itself. The left defends every single action of every leftist, whether they agree with it or not. See, they're team players. Oh, JD, what about Andrew Cuomo? Well, that's a little bit trickier because there's a couple of layers going on there. Yeah, they're going after him on the Me Too thing. But that is absolutely in order to cover up the fact that he's probably guilty of murder of about 22 to 25,000 old people. And they can't let him fall for that reason, because then they have to point out the same thing happened in New Jersey and several other states, where the practice of taking COVID-infected elderly people and making them go back into the nursing home and spread it to all the rest of the people in the nursing home, thereby killing many of them. They can't risk even the Mockingbird media not covering that up sufficiently. So they have to take Cuomo out on a different lane, because they can't allow the COVID death thing to be the thing that takes him out. And his own attorney general in his own state has him under investigation for that. And he either authorized or had something to do with altering the records and all this kind of stuff. So he's in deep crap. Okay. And they can't let that be the reason why he is discredited. So it's a little bit tricky in the Cuomo case there. But the left is very, very adept at diversion tactics. And when their criminals get caught, they make everything about something else. Enter Hillary Clinton, one of the biggest all-time criminals. You know, many times I had Larry Nichols on my radio program, and Larry Nichols is probably single-handedly, more than anyone else, responsible for creating the Clintons politically. Larry Nichols basically made Bill and Hillary Clinton politically. And he tells his story. If you go back in my radio archives, you can catch those shows. And it's fascinating to listen to Larry explain the criminality involved with particularly Hillary. Mostly Bill is just, into the, sex stuff. But Hillary is truly evil criminal. And anyway, what changed Larry from kind of being the political, you know, advisor and proponent of these two, you know, when Bill got elected governor, they put Larry in charge of that mortgage assistance office in Arkansas there, whatever the hell it was. And the MENA, Arkansas cocaine money that got laundered through his office. And that was too much for Larry. He says, you know what? I didn't sign up for that stuff. So he made his life mission the rest of his life, which he sadly passed away last year, to expose the Clintons. And of course, he was ridiculed and persecuted and, you know, every which way discredited that they possibly could. So Larry had to find, you know, alternate ways to get his message out. And, you know, my radio show was perfect example of he was willing to come on because of that. You know, it was hard for him to get airtime. So we had Larry on three times, I think, for a whole hour. So it was an in-depth thing. So the point is, Hillary Clinton is a very complicated and criminal that they have supported. And, you know, she has a great system. She gets the dirt on people. And then when she does something that's so outrageous that they don't want to even cover her ass, they says, well, I got this on you, so you better cover me. And that's how that kind of stuff works. That's how the whole political system works. You see, mostly I try to pick on Democrats because Republicans are so damn stupid that they, you know, they discredit themselves. They don't really need me to help discredit them. Now, I'm a registered Republican. The reason is because I know what the word Republican means. I know why the Republican Party was founded, and I know the history. And I know that, and I also call myself a conservative, but only in this context. Real, true conservatism is we are in the business of conserving the liberal values laid out by the Constitution, Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. That's right. Those are liberal values that are laid down by those founding documents. So conservatism really is the preservation of the founding of the nation, which is very liberal, and certainly not in 2021 parlance. Because liberal right now means dirtbag, okay? It didn't back then. Liberal meant Thomas Jefferson back then. Anyhow, we get caught up in this left-right, liberal-conservative, red-blue, Republican-Democrat. It's all BS. See, because modern Republicans are actually worse than the Democrats I've been hammering on. Where's my trolls now? This is where you should be listening. A Dino Tom 17 and Mike T. Listen up. Republicans are worse than Democrats. Democrats now in modern times aren't lying about who they are, what they want. They're up front with it. Enter AOC, Ilhan Omar, the squad, Nancy Pelosi, Chucky Schumer. They're up front what they're going to do to our ass. Who's that moron that pretends to be Hispanic from Texas who's going to come take all of our ARs? They're telling us what they're going to do to us. At least they're honest about it. Now, for years, decades and decades, the Democrats lied about what their real agenda is because they're afraid they couldn't get elected if they tell you what they really are about. But now they've got the election system fixed up, so it doesn't matter. They can come out now. because they can control the result. Because after all, just as Joseph Stalin said, it's not who votes that matters, it's who counts the votes that matters. There is, so the left can unmask, so to speak, because they have control of the election system. So they can really brag about to each other who they are and stroke the enormous egos that totalitarians possess and exert their quote unquote authority on you and I, where we're not allowed to say certain things. They do it in the open now. There's no justice system left in this country. There's no election system. There's no executive branch. The legislature is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Chinese Communist Party and the globalists. They won. Our job now is to try and unravel that. Good luck to us, right? But anyway, as I was saying, the Republicans are worse than those Democrats that are guilty of everything I just said. Oh, how can you say such a stupid thing, JD? What do you mean that Republicans are worse? I'll tell you why they're worse. Because they claim to be in opposition to all this. They claim to be your loyal opposition. Oh, vote for me, Republican. I'll fight these dirty Democrats. They don't want power. They don't want to win they don't want to win the majority where they actually have to be held responsible for doing something about what the left has been killing this country for 60, 70 years. No. The Republicans, when they get power, they do the same thing the Democrats do because they're the underclass of the Democrats. The Republicans are, at least the leadership. Okay. The swamp rat Republicans who have a death grip on the Republican Party go out there on all the Fox News and bullshit and say, oh yeah, we're going to take care of those dirty Democrats. You know, Ted Cruz comes to mind. A lot of you guys like Ted Cruz. That son of a bitch is phony as the day is long. Look how he acted in the election, the primary of 2016. What a dirtbag. Anyhow, you know, he tried to co-opt Ben Carson's votes. You know, I mean, that's just, it's just dirty politics. And that's, you know, he's a lawyer. What do you expect? He's a good actor, though. I got to tell you. But anyway, these were nasty-ass Republicans. You know, some of them are dangerous, like Cruz, because they actually have brains. A lot of them are dumber than a rock, okay? So they just do whatever they're told. But they'll go out in public and say, oh, yeah, I'm against this. The reality is they don't want power. They want to just be comfortably the quote-unquote loyal opposition. They can claim to be against everything their bosses in the Democrat Party are doing. They're happy right there. That's where they're most happy. That makes them worse than somebody's honest about who they are, in my view. So that's why I say Republicans are worse than Democrats. It's the Republicans' fault we find ourselves in this position as Americans right now, with the borders wide open, all kinds of shit pouring across the border. Still, you know, certain states are waking up, and now you got the federal government trying to hammer them back into compliance. Put 2-3 of them face diapers on, put that swab up your butt, make sure you take the jab 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times a year with all that mutant stuff in it. We're there partially because of the Republicans, mostly because of the Republicans. And let's not forget President Trump. President Trump fell for the worst hoax in history, the reaction to the virus. And getting all behind the, you know, the remedy that was already cooked up long before the virus was released on us. He fell for all that crap, and he should have known better. And he would, had he opened the country back up by Easter like his instinct told him to, he would never they would have never been able to cheat enough to get to steal the election. So Trump isn't, you know, Trump is great. He's my favorite president. Okay. But he effed up bad, really bad. And he knows it now. And if we did give him another chance, he'd be a whole lot more wily about that kind of stuff. I guarantee you that stuff. As Trump learns, he doesn't stay static. He can get to where he was before politics by, you know, trying the same stupid strategy over and over again. So he might not want to admit that in public, but I guarantee you, Mr. Trump has learned his lesson. So if we put him in there again, the same crap isn't going to happen. So those of you that don't support him for president anymore because of the very things I just said, the idiocy of the, you know, the V word and the, you know, the this thing, the jabberific thing in the arm there and him pushing that, I've heard a lot of people say, well, he lost my support because of that, because that's just unacceptable. And I hear you. But he learned from it. Problem is, it's going to kill untold amount of people because we are now 2 or 3 generations into a culture that thinks that vaccination is, you know, totally safe, effective, and 100% is going to keep you from getting sick. And we've been all indoctrinated in this. And I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I've had all my vaccinations except for the latest one. And I don't take the flu shot either because it made me so sick. I tried it 3 times. And every single time I got so sick, I said, you ain't putting that shit in me no more. And last time I let a doctor give me an injection was 1987 flu shot. And I missed a week of work. And I said, okay, I had enough of that. I'm not doing that anymore. And then if I have had the flu a couple of times since then, you know, I'm out. I'm down for, you know, if it's really bad, I'd be down for 3 days. But never a week like the shot put me down for, okay? So I'm not a scientist or a doctor. I don't claim to be. But I've had to do a lot of research on this stuff because of current events. And I bet you I know more than the average person that's going in there and taking a jab. And I'll tell you this much. I know enough about it that I ain't taking that jab. I don't give a shit what they do to me. So anyway, I digress. We're trying to talk about why the Republicans are worse than the Democrats. Because they have no spine. They don't stand for anything. They're liars. They're cheaters. And the biggest secret that nobody wants to talk about is the reason the election was allowed to be counted the way it was is because the Republicans use that system almost as much as the Democrats do. There's the big one. That's right. They use it against their own people. You get a real Republican running, guess what happens? He don't get through the primary. They make sure of that shit. So they get their criminal a-hole who calls himself a Republican, a controllable Republican gets. So, and then we, the public, are stuck with the, okay, do I vote for the anti-American communist? Or do I vote for the crooked-ass Republican? And that's the choice we're always left with. Because the Libertarian, no matter how many of us want to put them in there, if they're any good, you know, they're going to get 2% of the vote, 1.5% of the vote. And I don't know how many of us would vote for the Green Party, but looking at 0.25% there. Write-in candidates, come on, give me a break. So we're left with that proverbial lesser of two evils every time. It's because the Republicans cheat in the primary. So that way, the system wins whether or not we, the people, quote unquote, elect a Republican or Democrat. Doesn't make any difference because it's the same damn thing. Because the Republican system picks the globalist asshole and makes sure the patriot doesn't win the primary. These are the reasons why Republicans are worse than Democrats. Compadre, senor, and senoras, and senoritas. So, What do we do about it, right? Good question. I don't know. No matter what we do, we're basically screwed, okay? And they basically won this war. They've got everything they want. The globalists got everything they want. They got puppets in place, in control. You got everybody hating on Donald Trump. Even some of his supporters have turned against him because of the mistakes he made that I point out every week on this program. And then you got these moron trolls, Trump the loser. Oh, okay. All right, Suburban Cutie asks, I'm going to put her. What did the president do? Okay, did you just join us? If you just joined us, I want to say that just for you, I'm going to go over this again real quick because that's a legitimate question, and thank you for it. Suburban Cutie, here you go. Here's your answer. There's two things that I believe that the president did wrong. This is my opinion. This is an opinion program. When the coronavirus crisis hit, if you recall, President Trump came out and said, we'd like to reopen the country by Easter. Remember? Well, that was his instinct talking. Then the experts got around and said, oh, you can't do that. Had he went with his instinct and said, I'm going to stand down the national emergency on Easter, go to church, go back to school, and you governors, you will do the same thing or I'll cut your funding. The reason that's a mistake that he didn't do that and follow his instinct is because they would have not been able to have the mass amount of mail-in ballots that they were, which allowed the way the election was counted to be counted the way it was. So I say he did that wrong, and he would still be in the White House if he would have trusted his instinct. Number two thing he could have done, even if he went that way, the number two thing, Suburban Cutie, he could have done is if he would have broke up big tech, just like, let's say, a Teddy Roosevelt type move where you bring all these big corporation boards into the White House like Roosevelt did and say, okay, nobody's leaving until you guys figure this stuff out, all right? He should have done that with big tech. Say, okay, you guys are going to not censor political speech. You know, if you'd have started this back in 18 or 19, instead of saying to the people that were warning him, and this is a quote from Trump, oh, they'll never censor me. I'm the president of the United States. Well, how's that working out for you, Mr. President? We got Chairman Biden because of that. So had he worked on the big tech problem, I think he could have still, we could have, with information, overcome the mail-in ballot thing because we were getting, you know, censored. So those are the two things that I would answer your question, Suburban Cutie, on Twitch. What did the president do wrong? Or what did he do wrong? That's the two fatal errors of the greatest president that I, in my lifetime, for sure, and I'd put him in the top five of all time in this country. He's my favorite president. Donald J. Trump ran for president for the right reason. He did just about everything right except for those two things. And there's a couple other littler stuff I won't go into. But so, the trolls come on here and always tell me how I'm a Trump sycophant. And this idiot Mike T from, he goes, Trump's a loser. Okay, well, like I explained to him before, there's a difference between losing an election and having it taken from you through dishonesty, okay? So I thank you for being a listener out there, and I noticed that you're new, so I wanted to take a few minutes and explain myself a little bit better. So now, what do we do about it is the question. And I was saying, well, they got us, basically, but not really. There's two reasons why. Leftists are so full of ego and avarice and hatred, and they think it's a game like a football game. That's why these idiot trolls say, Trump's a loser. They think they're a winner because they got Biden. They got Biden and Kamala, and they think they won because of that. Think of that. Think of how stupid that is. And it's so stupid that it's going to collapse under its own weight. Because you cannot survive. You know, things have a way of correcting themselves when things are that far astray. So there's that, plus the fact that we have this movement of people that is starting to gain steam and gain people with power to do something about it. This movement called election integrity. I've been harping on this. I've been hammering on this. If we don't have voter ID, I'm going to put your comments up there, Suburban CUNY, because I like it. They are destroying. I'm going to say, she says, they're destroying this country, but I'll put this one up. Kamala and Biden are war criminals. Yeah. And you want them in jail. Good for you. Anyway, what we got to do is we got to fix the election system. That's our only hope. And the reason I was harping on the Republicans and telling you how bad they are is because guess what? It's already primary season for 2022. So you must be aware that the Republican machine is in the business of keeping Democrats in power or swamp Republicans. Because it doesn't matter. You get the swamp Republicans in there, you might as well have a Democrat because they're going to make sure the Democratic agenda gets through. While they say, oh, I'm in opposition to the Democrats' agenda, but yet it goes through anyway because the Republicans make sure that they stay in the minority so they can yammer all they want and play their parliamentary game bullshit and all that. And then, you know, the end result is the American people get screwed as usual. So, by the way, you new people, if you like the show, spread the word, all right? I'm on every Sunday night, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Anyhow, what are we going to do about it? The thing is, we have to have election integrity. And that's so important because just like I said just a minute ago, elections season for the 2022 primaries is already upon us. So the Republican machine is going to try to exclude any patriots, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the woman from California, you know, anybody else who is in that club, regular folks that are saying, I'm going to Washington to do something about this stuff. They don't want any of those candidates to win. They got to have their controllable Republicans in there. So the primary season, we have to make sure that we don't allow the Republicans to use the criminal system that's in place now with all these voting machines and mail-in ballots and election 2 months. And instead of election day, we have election 2 months now, you know, and, you know, no voter ID. And, you know, we got to eliminate all that stuff. Arizona's made a little progress. They found bags of shredded ballots. While the left's going to say, well, those are the ballots. Yeah, dummies, those are the ballots that were no good. That's why we shredded them. That's what they're going to say about that, by the way. They got an excuse for every freaking thing. All right, so my point is this. We have people now, big names. The latest one that comes to mind is Lauren Witzke. Now, she was a Republican nomination for senator in the state of Delaware. She didn't win, but she got more votes for Senate in the last election than President Trump got in Delaware. And when Trump got more Republican votes than any Republican candidate in many, many years in Delaware. Lauren Witzke got more votes than President Trump did when she ran for Senate in 2020. So, she, in other words, she had ran a successful campaign. She can talk. She can think. She's a good organizer. She has a pack. It's called, I forget what it's called. Just Google or DuckDuckGo Lauren Witzke. W-I-T-Z, I don't know how, K-E, something like that. Witzke, yeah. W-I-T-Z-K-E, I think it is. DuckDuckGo her. And you'll see her pack and everything. And her pack's about taking back election integrity. And she's busy working in Georgia, making inroads in Georgia, trying to fix that mess down there with the criminal Republicans that allowed the theft down there of the United States Senate and presidency over there. And in Arizona, she's working here with we have some good people in Arizona that are trying to tell the truth. So there's hope. If we can turn a couple of states, it'll be like, it might be the domino effect, you know, or people get enough courage to rise above all the ridicule for, of objecting to a damn stolen election. I don't know if I'll be here next week because of the things that I played on the show. But please, if you're new to the show and you enjoyed it, please spread the word. Please like and subscribe to the program. Go to the Article 5 live page on Facebook. I don't care if you go to Twitter now. I might just quit broadcasting to Twitter because I am so sick of it. I never get anything but trolls from that child molesting protector a-holes over there on Twitter. I can't stand Twitter, so I don't really care if I never see another comment from Twitter. But anyway, remember the name Lauren Witzke. She is heading up a PAC and a political action committee in order for election integrity to be the thing we're all thinking about. And it's so critical that we work at our local level. Remember, your county sheriff is key to our freedom. Because the county sheriff doesn't have a boss except for you, the people who put him in office. Don't forget that. That's an important thing. So these are the things that I think we can do about it. We're in check, but it's not checkmate. And the hubris of the left makes them very, very likely, very likely to make a fatal mistake. So we need to be on our game and realize that the criminal problem is on both sides of the aisle. And even the guys with the big mouths that say they're for everything, you know, everybody loves Jim Jordan and maybe he's a great guy, but I tell you what, I see him hold back on things where he shouldn't. Sometimes. So I don't necessarily trust anyone. I said, let's change them all out in the next election. Let's get rid of every single one of those bastards in Washington. 34 senators, get them the hell out of there. 434, five members of Congress, get the hell out of there. Go home. You grifters, you criminal a-holes, go home. And you know what? Worse than that, the 800,000 or million staffers, K-Streeters, all the underlying, you know, deep state infrastructure in D.C. Need to send them all home. But anyway, that's wishful thinking on my part. But anyway, God bless you. Thanks for listening this week. You know, I really appreciate each and every one of you, even my trolls. Believe it or not, I might have been hard on you trolls tonight, but I still love you. I hope that you realize that I don't do this for my health, you know? I don't do this for my ego. Every damn cell in my body tells me to just go away and do plastic surgery so nobody can recognize my face. So because, I've been on the internet for a long time, on the air for a while, and that makes you a target, makes your family a target. Sucks. That's the world we live in, though, but I can't stop. And every time I do, I get emails from you guys. Say, So glad that you're there. Well, thank you guys. It's humbling. God bless you and your family. God bless what's left of the United States of America. Take courage. Trump had some good things to say. And we'll be back next week on Article 5 Live. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.